Hello, friends, and welcome back to the second hour of Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting today from the studios of KKNW here in beautiful Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle on 1150 AM. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place, and I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a better place. During the second hour, from 3:15 to 3:30, I'll be talking about my trip into the Hollow Earth in Agartha from a beautiful stargate called Amaramuro at Lake Titicaca in Peru. I visited Amaramuro several weeks ago, and while we were there, we were greeted by the singing of a chorus of children from Agartha and the Hollow Earth. It was so amazing that I'll be going back to Amaramuro and Lake Titicaca May 17th to June 4th, 2020, and we plan to camp at the Amaramuro Stargate and enter into Agartha and the Hollow Earth. If you'd like to go, the cost is just $497 per person with accommodations and airfares extra, and it should be an amazing trip. Then from 3:30 to 4, I'll be interviewing an Inca shaman named Nicolas Picard Casino from the Cusco, Peru area of South America. Nicolas practices ancient healing techniques handed down from many generations going back to ancient times. And his tribe had hid from the Spanish when the Spanish came to Peru in the 1530s. And they didn't come out of their hiding until 1947, when they came out to the Western world. He says the Western society is disconnected from nature, and we need to get connected back to Mother Earth if we are to survive. He's a fascinating fellow, and I hope you'll enjoy his interview. I wanted to wish Happy Valentine's Day to everyone. I'll be giving messages from my good friend now, from Albert Einstein, to help celebrate Valentine's Day. Professor Einstein says the universal force is love. The most powerful force in the universe actually is love. And he writes in his Bomb of Love letter that when scientists look for a unified theory of the universe, they forgot the most important and powerful unseen force, that's love. He writes that love is light that enlightens those who give it and receive it. Love is gravity because it makes some people feel attracted to others. Love is power because it multiplies the best we have and allows humanity not to be extinguished in their blind selfishness. Love enfolds and reveals. For love, we live and die. Love is God and God is love. As the Beatles said back in the 60s, love is all we need.
All you need is love. All you need.
My next Galactic Wisdom Conference will be next month on March 13th, 14th, and 15th, and I hope you can all come. The website for the conference is at www.galacticwisdomconference.com, and among the speakers will be Simon Parks from England. James Redfield, the author of The Celestine Prophecy, will be at the conference as well in person, as well as Alex Collier, the famous contactee from the Andromeda Galaxy, and Rex Baer from the Leak Project. He's a fascinating fellow. I hope you can meet him. As well as Eric Raines, an energy healer who can take out negative implants from the Salem, Oregon area, Michiko Hayashi from the Moto Peace Project, who will be giving out Hado treatments, the famous treatments that Dr. Moto did to treat and heal, successfully treat 10,000 people before he passed away in 2014, and many other wonderful people. If you register now, I have a special going on for the entire conference for only $125 or $75 a day. Afterwards, the cost will go up to $197 for the three-day conference or $100 a day. If you're interested, please see our website at www.galacticwisdomconference.com, or you can email me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com for more information. I'll also be going back to Mount Shasta twice this year, from July 1st to the 8th, 2020, and again from August 27th to September 3rd, 2020. We always see lots of Sasquatch and many UFOs flying around the mountain, and we always meet Adama and the people of the Hollow Earth and Telos. Telos is a Lemurian city that's been beneath Mount Shasta for the past 12,500 years. The Lemurians moved there after the Atlanteans destroyed much of the planet in a crystalline and nuclear war about 12,500 years ago. They exist in the fifth dimension, and according to my friends on the Hollow Earth, Mount Shasta will actually be shifting into the fifth dimension sometime by this July. When that happens, the people of Telos and the Hollow Earth, as well as Adama, will be walking around physically with us in the fifth dimension when we're there camping this July. The cost is just $200 per person, and if you'd like to go, please email me at outoftheisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can call me here in the United States at 509-750-9793. I should tell you, too, that every trip that I've gone on at Mount Shasta for the past 4 or 5 years, there's been a miracle healing. For example, last September, in September of 2019, I'd had a blurry, far-sighted vision in my right eye, 20/50 vision, for the past, several decades. However, one night while camping at Mount Shasta last September, Adama came to me in a dream and asked me if I wanted a healing for my eyesight. I said yes, and so the next morning I woke up and my eyesight had literally been restored to perfect crystal clear 20/10 vision in both eyes. There were also many other miracle healings that occurred during that trip, including one lady who had had Lyme disease for the past several decades. She was completely healed of Lyme disease after 30 minutes of prayers and meditation that we all did for her at a portal to the Hollow Earth on Mount Shasta. Other people during the last couple of years have been completely healed of Lou Gehrig's disease. Another gentleman had had a miracle healing for his eyesight as well, when Adama also restored his eyesight to crystal clear vision. Both trips are filling up fast, so if you are interested, please email me as soon as possible. Michiko and I and Hayashi and I will be giving presentations at the New Renaissance Bookstore in Portland, Oregon on Monday, February 24th from 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m., and you're all welcome. It's donations-based. We'll also be doing presentations at the Top Hat Restaurant in Ocean Shores, Washington on February 26th at 12 noon, and finally in Manhattan in New York City and in Long Island, New York from March 1st to March 4th, 2020. For information on any of these events, please email me at outoftheisworld1150@gmail.com. Michiko will also be offering her wonderful and amazing healing hot or water sessions at the Galactic Wisdom Conference in Olympia, Washington, on March 13th, 14th, and 15th. And if you'd like a hot or water session, please email me at outoftheisworld1150@gmail.com. She uses the same techniques that Dr. Masaru Emoto used to successfully treat 10,000 people for many different kinds of physical and spiritual conditions before he passed away in 2014. This will be a wonderful and rare opportunity for those who'd like a healing. I am also offering a free reading when people purchase my book, Messages from the Masters, which has messages from Albert Einstein, Nostradamus, and President John F. Kennedy. The book costs just $20, and it includes a free postage within the United States. If you'd like a copy of my book and a free reading, please email me at outoftheisworld1150@gmail.com. I would like to now play the interview I had, a wonderful interview I had, discussing our trip into Agartha in the Hollow Earth at Amaramoro, a stargate at Lake Titicaca in Peru recently. Hello, friends. I'm in Paracas, Peru today with a wonderful group of people. We've been touring around Peru here. And a few days ago, we were at a place called Amaramoro at the southern tip of Lake Titicaca in Peru, and we had an amazing experience. Tom, if you could, this is my friend Tom who's been on the trip. Tom, if you could tell my listeners what happened when we started walking up to this stargate.
Okay, my name is Tom. My experience in Amaramoro was quite different from a lot of my previous experiences in Peru. We had come upon Amaramoro, which is not that far from the Bolivian border, maybe an hour before dusk. So the sun was slowly setting. And as we approached the trail, where it was maybe about 300 yards to the actual site, we began to hear singing, which was fascinating because I thought I expected to see people since it seemed very close in proximity. We came to realize the singing was coming from something other than individuals there, because there were no people there anywhere in the area, that it was kind of a surprise. As we approached the site itself, we could see a doorway that was carved into the stone wall. And, you know, I'd learned from experience, if you put your hands on stone, sometimes you can get kind of feedback from it. Certain elements come back to you. So I just cleared my head, and as I put my hands on the stone, it became transparent to me, and I literally saw into the stone as if I was looking through Jell-O, where I could see the veins where the stone had compressed over, you know, millions of years. So, and between the, you know, the vocalization and this experience, it was a rather new experience to me, because I had not really, you know, been so in tune to a certain element in an environment before. So this was kind of a new experience. I mean, I've had different experiences that I wasn't able to explain in the past, and I've been able to open my mind quite a bit to things that are different, things that are new, things that are not obvious to everyone. But this was quite different from what I've experienced in the past at other historic sites that have certain spiritual elements or historic relevance that had some spiritual component to it.
When we all walked up to this site, the site itself has a, mm-hmm. it's on a sheer rock cliff, sandstone cliff, red. And I noticed when we walked up that there was several condors flying overhead.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then another lady from our trip walked past this rock face where there's actually a chair built into the rock, in the mm-hmm. rock face. Mm-hmm. She walked up past that, up to the other side of this small hill, and she said there was all kinds of Sasquatch markers up there. Mm-hmm. The Sasquatch markers are stacks of stones in a pyramid. Cairns. They're called cairns. That's mm-hmm. right. And she said they were all there watching us, actually. And one of the amazing things is that both when we were walking up to this Stargate, I could hear children and young adults singing, both mm-hmm. you know, girls and boys.
Right.
And I thought, we all thought that there was a whole crowd of people up there, and they were coming down, having some sort of party. The amazing thing is, we were there for a couple of hours. Nobody came down.
And someone actually walked up through the area, walked behind the stones, and investigated part of our group, and literally there was no one there. We were totally isolated, yet these voices appeared out of nowhere, and they really seemed close in proximity. So it wasn't something that was like in the distance or something vague. It was very distinct.
And I think what they were doing is that they were singing to us, greeting us there to the Hollow Earth. They'd come up to greet us. Mm-hmm. The other thing that happened, too, is that one of the people on our trip, she took her hands and put them on either side of this seat that's carved into a rock wall. Mm-hmm. And when she did that, I did it too, the rock started turning to jelly and started moving. Mm-hmm. And I think if we had been able to stay there overnight, we had made no plans to camp there, but mm-hmm. if we'd stayed there overnight, we would have gone into the rocks.
Because that's similar right into what my experience was, because right. I saw that, right. that it was transparent, that it was translucent, and that it was actually something that could have been penetrated easily, even though right. it was solid stone. Right. I just right. didn't go to that level.
I'll be coming back to Peru May 17th to June 5th, 2020. And if you'd like to come along, please get a hold of me. We will probably schedule a camping trip at the rock face, but in order to be there, you have to have people who are also of high vibration and open to it. If you're negative, if you have a bad attitude, you won't be allowed to go into the Hollow Earth. They just won't allow it. Mm-hmm. But you have to be positive and open. As long as you're positive and open and would like to go into the Hollow Earth from this spot at Lake Titicaca, I think it will open up again for us.
Mm-hmm. No, I'd very much like that at some time.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And I just want to add that, hi, my name is Dean. I also went to Amaramuro, and at the Stargate, when we climbed up and touched the walls on the Stargate, there was a beautiful fragrance of flowers. It was so beautiful, so strong. It was so
intense,
angelic. The smell was just really
out of nowhere.
This beautiful flower, floral smell. And my experience when I touched the walls with both my hands, I felt like I could see through the stone, and it was red because it's a red
red sandstone. Like Sedona or in Arizona.
Yeah,
same
it's
kind
very
of
very similar. Yes, mm-hmm. Rocks. And when I touched the stargate with both my hands, I felt I could see through the stone like I was looking through it. It was red. The sandstone is red, but I felt like I could see through it, and I could see an alternate world behind that rock. Mm-hmm. There was another dimension.
Something beyond it.
But it was a very interesting experience, and it's just out of this world.
Yeah, it was out of this world, absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. The other thing, too, we met the taxi driver we hired to go out to this spot. He told me that the shamans said that a lot of spirits come out in the darkness mm-hmm. after light.
After midnight when there's lower, you know, interference from...
Right. And so I think one of the reasons why and how the people of the Hollow Earth came out to greet us is mm-hmm. because we were there right when the sun was going down.
It was a dusk. And as we began to leave the area, it really became dark.
It became very dark.
Right.
And that's when they were coming out the strongest right then. Mm-hmm. We had gotten into Puno, which is the next city over, about 30, 40 miles away. Our bus had been late, and so by the time we got there, it was starting to get dark. But I don't think that was an accident. I think that was divine, because we were guided there at the
not only
at the right place, but also the right time, too, because if we'd gotten there earlier in the day, in the daylight, we would have had
a different experience.
Different experience, yeah.
Right.
Different
right.
experience. So that's what I learned from there.
Mm-hmm.
But I was told before going on this trip that the people we would be meeting, the Hollow Earth, but I didn't know how. I think we did go into the Hollow Earth from Machu Picchu, but that was more of a meditative state.
Mm-hmm.
There was the problem with Machu Picchu is that there's a lot of tourists there, a lot of people around, and that interferes with the experience. The nice thing about Amaro Maro is that it's isolated. Not many people go there. Unless you know exactly where it is, there's no signs. You have to get a local person to guide you there. And that's really nice in a way because you have complete privacy tomorrow.
Yeah, it's not a tourist destination.
No, it's not a tourist destination. But it was a beautiful experience. after we came back from that Stargate, I can still hear the children now singing mm-hmm. to us, and they're still with us telepathically.
Well, we had a sensation that we carried with us when we left.
That energy.
That there was something, a component of that we kept with us as we returned back to Puno.
Right, right. If you're not a high vibration, if you're negative, they don't come out. You wouldn't have heard the sounds, mm-hmm. but we mm-hmm. all did, which was really great.
I'd just like to add that you've heard the expression, seeing is believing. Well, we didn't see, but we heard.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
The music was a choir, sounded like a choir group, predominantly children, mm-hmm. with overtones of a few adults.
Yeah.
And
it was like a choral.
It was matched
choral
and meshed
music,
perfectly.
Which, mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. My guides are telling me now, actually, the people of the Hollow Earth say that we'll be having the same experience when we go back in May, too. But they said to be very careful on who you choose to let into mm-hmm. that area. It's a sacred area. And if you're negative or don't believe in it, you won't have that experience.
Yeah, if you're terribly skeptical. Yeah, you really have to open your mind and not go in with any expectation. Because that was really it.
Yeah, that's what it is.
You know, I didn't know what to expect, and I just kind of went with it. You know, went with what I sensed.
Yeah.
And it drew me, you know, to certain areas, and the experience was really profound.
To be honest, when we got into when our bus got into Puno late, which is the next city over, I was a little bit concerned about getting to our Amaro because it was starting to get dark. But actually, we were divinely guided to get there right when the sun was going down.
Because the taxi driver that we had that actually spoke English, and he was able to get us there really within the shores, because it's quite a distance,
it's a
very rural area, so it's not easily traveled.
Well, we were guided to go there just when it was getting dark, because that's when the maximum energies were primed for them to come out and greet us.
We'd
gotten there if our bus into Puno had been on time,
mm-hmm.
we wouldn't have had the same experience because it would have been daylight. And
right, because the bus was running late. We got in around like 3, almost 4 o'clock,
which
was very late.
Very late.
We really hadn't anticipated that because we wanted to have, you know, spend a little time in Amaro Maro.
Right.
But the fact that we, you know, got this driver that rushed us there, and the timing was perfect.
It was almost as if
it had been planned.
It divinely guided.
Right.
As with so many things in this trip, it's divinely guided.
Mm-hmm.
So, Anyway, anything else, Tom, you'd like to add or Bill or Dee?
No, that's all I'd really like to share about that. But it was quite, you know, the experience, because as the sun was setting also, there was a little, you know, a thunderstorm on the horizon, which is also typical of Lake Titicaca, where the weather can change, dramatically over a very short period of time. Right. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we had kind of a celestial experience as well, because of, you know, the clarity of the skies, the stars were appearing, and this, you know, little thunder coming over the horizon that was, like, very different, you know.
When we were leaving, I saw the commanding ship of Admiral Hilarius from the Palladian commander.
Mm-hmm.
He's the Palladian commander for the 2 million ships of their ships around the planet. And he popped out very clear, I mean, bright as day. The Palladian ship is a rectangular shaped ship. It's very distinctive. Mm-hmm. And you know it's not a star because it's just, you know, stars don't appear like a triangle box with a bright light in the middle of it. But he's there. He was there watching over us. He popped out to let us know that he was there helping us.
Mm-hmm.
He's actually here today, too. It's daylight here, but you can't see his ship, but he's up there.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah,
you don't
in a higher dimension.
Need to see him to know
you don't need
he's
to see
there.
Him, no, he's the rest right. there. But anyway, I hope you've enjoyed this segment. It was an amazing, magical experience. We'll be going back again in May if you'd like to come along.
Hello, friends. I hope you enjoyed that interview. It's amazing. It's an amazing place. And for those of you who'd like to go to Peru, I'll be going back to Peru again May 17th to June 4th, 2020. And we all plan to camp at the Amaro-Muro Stargate to go into Garth and the Hollow Earth. So if you'd like to come along, please email me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. Now, I'd love to play this interview I had with Nicholas Pacar Casino. He's an Inca shaman from a tribe. He lives in the Andes, close to Cusco, Peru, and what he has to say is truly amazing. Hello, friends. I'm at the Conscious Life Expo today, and I have a really interesting fellow, a shaman from Cusco in Peru, and his name is Nicholas Pacar Calcina, and Michiko is doing the translation. Thank you, Michiko.
You're welcome.
Really appreciate
My
it.
Pleasure.
And Nicholas, how are you today?
Muy bien. Feliz de estar en este instante compartiendo algo de lo que sabemos a través del verbo.
I'm doing really well. I'm so happy to be here to share with my my everything I have.
You know, and how long have you been a shaman?
¿Cuánto tiempo de estar de shaman?
Más o menos unos 20 años de estar shaman.
More or less 20 years.
My goodness, that's a long time.
Es un tiempo muy largo.
Sí, lo es.
Yes.
Were
yes.
you trained in a village?
Está, tienes, estás de como, ¿cómo se llama? Trained. Estudio
en sí.
¿Pueblo?
He estudiado en el pueblo. No he estudiado, sino demostrado las capacidades chamánicas dentro del pueblo.
It's within the village I was trained to become shaman.
Okay, interesting. What village were you trained at?
Se llama La Nación Quero.
La Nación, what?
La Nación Quero, que está en la ciudad de Cusco.
La Nación Quero is the name of the village near Cusco.
All right. How far is it from Cusco?
Son aproximadamente 8 horas en bus y 3 días de camino.
About 8 hours by bus and 3 hours on foot.
3 días.
Tres días.
Días
caminando.
Sí.
Three days walking.
That's
8 horas por bus.
Y 3 días.
8 hours by bus, 3 hours walking.
Oh,
I mean,
boy.
3 days walking.
Oh, boy. Well, that's, my friend, that's a long ways.
Sí, es muy lejos.
Do you know Santos and D.
¿Conoces
Augustine?
¿Conoces a Santos?
D. Augustine?
De Augustine.
Sí. Augustine, sí.
Yeah, he knows. Sí.
Okay, they're friends of mine. And Michi, too.
Sí. Él es el amigo mío de mí también.
I saw Santos and his father when I was in Cusco.
Cuando estuve en Cusco hace dos semanas, los vi a Santos y su papá también.
Seguramente.
Of course.
Yeah,
yes.
lovely. Could I see you when we are back in Cusco?
¿Podría verte cuando nosotros vamos allá en Cusco en mayo?
Claro que sí.
Of course.
Okay.
Yes, of course.
Great. We'll be there about May 20th.
Cusco.
Vamos a estar allá, él y yo también, y otra gente también. Estaré en Cusco como el 20th.
About the 20th of May, give
como,
or take.
Sí, alrededor del 20 de mayo.
Sería un placer.
Oh, it will be really my pleasure to see you and be with you.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Nicholas, you have a different perspective of Western civilization
bueno,
than I do.
Usted tiene perspectivos diferentes que nosotros.
Sí, tenemos okay. una manera de ver distinto la mm-hmm. vida.
We have a different way of seeing the life from yours.
Yes, and I think we in the West need to learn from you.
Y entonces yo pienso que nosotros en aquí en Oeste deberíamos de aprender de ustedes.
Deberíamos compartir.
We should be sharing this.
I agree totally. Uh-huh. I agree totally.
Sí, pienso así también.
I was going to ask, what do you
Quería
think?
Quería preguntarte,
Nicholas, what do you think of this crazy world here in the West?
¿Qué opinas de este mundo tan crazy?
Crazy.
Loco.
Loco. Mm-hmm. Está tan loco. Sí.
In my opinion.
De mi opinión.
Creo que estamos desconectados.
I think we are disconnected.
De los correcto. Cuatro elementos de la
from
naturaleza.
From four elements.
De la naturaleza.
From nature.
Entonces, deberíamos un poquito, por ejemplo, empezar a comprender el agua para okay. poder comprender nuestro cuerpo.
Okay. For example, we should understand water, like we should understand about our body.
Nosotros pensamos
we think
que las capacidades del agua
the capacity the potential of water
son las mismas capacidades de nuestro cuerpo por ser de agua.
Porque because we are water, the water is possible, the possibility of water is possibility of our body also.
Pero para eso necesitamos tener bien interconectado, bien interactuado con el agua.
To be able to be useful or understand this water, we have to be really connected with water. We ourselves have to be very connected with water.
Do you know the work of Dr. Emoto?
He estado con él.
I have been with him.
Oh,
yet
fantastic.
In person, yes.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Estuvimos, por ejemplo, en el 2012 en México compartiendo uh-huh. escenario.
Ay, sí, sí, sí. In 2012, I was there with Dr. Moto in Mexico diciembre, ¿verdad? Mm-hmm. Sí. In December.
Wow.
That day.
And you were there too.
I wasn't there. Wow. I was the personal assistant, so I was in the office, but Dr. Moto went.
Okay.
I know.
Wow.
Yeah.
Así
wow.
que compartimos con el doctor Emoto acerca de la de las capacidades del agua para uh-huh. aplicados a la salud humana.
Okay. Yeah. So, with Dr. Emoto, we shared the possibility of water and how we should be applying it to our body and health.
Wow, mm-hmm. that's beautiful. Mm-hmm. What you said before about being disconnected.
Okay, lo que desconectación uh-huh. del agua uh-huh. sobre nosotros.
I think you're absolutely right.
Yo creo
that.
Que absolutamente tienes razón.
Yeah, even the way people here in the West live.
Aún aquí en los Estados Unidos o en este mundo.
Especially in high-rise skyscrapers, condominiums.
Especialmente la gente que vive en la ¿cómo se llama esos edificios tan
with,
grandes,
with
tan
no,
altos?
With no connection to the ground.
Porque ellos no tienen conexión con la madre tierra.
Mm-hmm.
They've actually done studies where people who live in high rises have a higher incidence of mental illness.
Es que el estudio dice que la gente que está desconectado mm-hmm. con la madre tierra mm-hmm. y está viviendo en alto mm-hmm. altos pisos y they
compared,
are what?
Compared people who live in high rises mm-hmm. have a higher incidence of mental illness compared to those who live in grounds
okay.
of houses on the
ellos
ground.
Ellos tienen más posibilidad de tener como estar enfermos, mm-hmm. que la gente que está viviendo right. abajo.
And what can happen is that
lo que pasa es que
it doesn't mean that if
no
you live
decir.
in a high rise that you're crazy, but because you're disconnected from the earth, you
eso
lose reality. You lose.
Eso quiere decir no es que ustedes va, nosotros vamos la gente que está viviendo en alto no quiere decir que no van a ser como locos, mm-hmm. pero
sí. Sucede desde nuestra perspectiva.
From our perspective, what happens is.
Lo que pasa es que ustedes no le dan datos correctos al cuerpo para que funcione.
You have not been giving the correct data to for your body.
Yes.
Important data.
I should add for people who are listening to this today.
Yo necesito añadir a la, para la gente que está escuchando este programa hoy
who do live in a high rise,
quienes que vive en altos pisos mm-hmm.
they can connect with the earth by simply walking around in a park
ellos,
with their bare feet or
ellos
be
pueden,
close to take walks in the nature.
Ellos pueden conectarse con la madre tierra solamente caminando sin zapatos.
Exacto. O probar un poquito de tierra también.
Or you can also try a little bit of soil in your mouth too.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, porque nosotros tenemos terminaciones nerviosas.
We have the term of the, nerve in the mouth.
Really?
A que nos permite registrar el entorno en donde estamos viviendo e informar al subconsciente para que esto pueda vivir.
That's, that has a sense that can give the information to your subconscious
mind.
Oh, wow.
Mind. In Ethiopia, I've been to an Ethiopian restaurant before.
Yo he ido al restaurante de Etiopía.
Where the specialty was fried dirt.
Oh, donde servía especial, una comida especial, era de la tierra.
Interesting.
Sí, porque es la única manera de informar al cuerpo
dónde
está
way,
el cuerpo.
That's the only way that can give the information to your body.
I see, mm-hmm. I see. Now, if you did that, would teriyaki sauce or salt and pepper help?
Sí. Si lo hacen con... con la salsa de teriyaki o algo.
Sería bueno. Sería otra opción.
That will be probably good. That would be really good. That would be very delicious.
How about a salt shaker with
salt
dirt
shaker.
In it to shake
oh,
on
gosh,
your food?
I don't know how to say that. No,
es que
está bien.
Es una broma.
Yeah.
This is a
serious conversation.
Yeah, joke. Okay.
Yeah. Well. Wow, this is fascinating. I'm learning things that I hadn't realized before.
Es algo muy, muy interesante.
Sí,
nunca sabía.
La cosmovisión chamánica es bastante coherente y lógico para poder entender distintos mundos y percepciones de la humanidad.
Shamanic thing is there are very different way of seeing things. From other things, other people.
Interesting.
In other ways, very distinctive way of seeing the world also.
Interesting. Tell me about how do you look at the world?
¿Cómo es que tú ves el mundo, a este mundo?
Desde
from
mi yo, Salvador, veo que el mundo está un poco mal.
From my God, it's seeing it. It's a little bad.
Yeah. Pero si yo veo desde mi punto sacerdotal.
But from my point of being sacerdotal, sacerdote, it's like the priest being priest.
El mundo está en un proceso y un aprendizaje.
The world is under the progress of learning.
I see.
A learning process.
Y aprenderemos si es necesario a golpes o a guerras.
Okay, we're really learning whether we're going to the attack or the war.
I see. There was a legend that where the when the condor of South America meets the condor? Eagle of North America.
¿Ustedes tienen una historia o una algo sí. que dice de un condor mm-hmm. le encuentra se uh-huh. encuentra a condor?
Condor of meeting. South America yeah, meeting uh-huh. The eagle of mm-hmm.
eagle
sí. of North sí. America. Uh-huh. There will be uh-huh. world peace.
Sí. Esto ha sido una profecía.
That was a one prophecy.
Lanzado yeah. desde la comunidad Quero.
De cuál?
De Queros, de donde soy.
Quero. Queros? Do you know Quero. What Queros? Queros, mm-hmm. that's a legend of Queros, where I live, uh-huh. I'm from.
Cuando el cóndor mm-hmm. y el águila vuelen juntos,
when
llegará la...
condor and eagle, they meet together, there will be equilibrio.
Entonces nosotros entendemos cuando somos capaces de manejar lo que sabemos.
So when we understand that we can control what we think.
El águila.
Okay, what we think is ego.
Cuando seamos capaces de manejar nuestras emociones que representa el cóndor.
Okay, and when we can control our emotions that represents condor.
Podremos vivir desde el corazón.
When we control the way we think and how we feel, then we can control.
Y a eso se le llama que el águila y el cóndor volarán juntos.
That's how they get together. The condor and eagle get together and be balanced.
You've just explained something that I've wondered about for many years. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Bueno, me explicaste lo que yo quería saber por mucho mucho tiempo. Entonces, gracias.
Muchas gracias a ti porque
thank you,
hemos estado buscando cómo equilibrarnos a nosotros mismos.
Because we have been also looking for how we can be balanced well.
Y que seamos colaboradores de ese equilibrio al mundo.
And how we can be the collaborator to be the well-balanced people.
I see. Wow, this is fascinating.
Mm-hmm. Muy interesante.
What messages would you have for humanity in the United States and elsewhere, Canada and elsewhere?
¿Qué mensajes tienes para la gente en los Estados Unidos y para Canadá y otros lugares del mundo?
Que es de vital importancia empezar a tomar la Madre Tierra como nuestra casa, como okay. nuestro hogar.
Mm-hmm. To avoid any problem, anything, we should be que de tomar,
la
tomar.
Madre, ajá, la que
to know to be to take Mother Earth and Madre Tierra
ajá, como nuestra casa.
The Mother Earth as our home, knowing that the Earth is this our home.
Y al mismo tiempo es importante.
At the same time, it's important.
Todo lo que hay en la tierra es nuestro
everything,
mayor recurso para la humanidad.
Everything that exists on this earth is our course of the humanity. Humanity is learning.
Es importante que nuestras empresas sean o tengan una conciencia más humana.
We should have more human consciousness.
Porque si nuestras empresas empiezan a depredar a gran
escala,
corporaciones, si empiezan a depredar grandes cantidades
right.
de la naturaleza, estamos matándonos.
The corporations should be appreciating Mother Earth and learning from nature, because corporations are becoming bigger and bigger. And killing nature.
That's true.
Y nos estamos matando nosotros mismos.
So that means we are killing ourselves.
Entonces,
we are killing ourselves.
En el siglo 21.
In 21st century.
El problema ya no es del planeta. El problema ya no son de países.
It's not the problem. Problem is not only about countries.
Es de la humanidad.
It's about the humanity.
The heart.
The humanity. It's from. It's about the humanity.
Yeah, yeah.
Entonces no importa dónde pasen terremotos o maremotos.
It doesn't matter what happened or where the earthquake happens or tsunami happens.
Right.
It doesn't matter.
Está pasando en la tierra.
That's what is happening on the earth, the Mother Earth.
Thank you for sharing that.
No, gracias a ustedes por tener este espacio para poder llegar desde estos lugares a todas las personas que escuchan la radio.
Well, thank you so much for letting me talk to all the people here and being able to be here and talk to people who are listening.
Worldwide,
yeah. In todo el mundo.
Así es.
Nicholas, are you? Do you have psychic powers? Do you talk to
spirits
on the other side?
Poder. Puedes. Tienes una potencia de psíquico.
No.
No.
Son. Tengo ciertas capacidades desarrolladas por mí mismo.
I have my own ability for myself.
I see. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sí.
That's good.
Claro que
that's
sí.
That's good.
Soy persona como cualquier otra persona que
I am just like
ama la madre
other
tierra.
People that, who live on the Mother Earth, okay. just like other people.
Many people here in the West follow their logical mind instead of their heart mind.
La gente, mucha gente aquí en este el mundo de oeste está caminando en el mundo de pensamiento que Mm-hmm. Qué corazón. Mm-hmm.
However, from
Pero,
what I've learned,
lo que yo aprendí
is that the heart mind is always accurate.
Es que pensamiento o sentimiento de corazón es siempre cierto o más fuerte o más cierto que pensamiento de cerebro.
The heart mind is also 2,000 times more powerful than the
También
mind.
Sentimiento de corazón, lo que dice el corazón es 100 veces más fuerte y correcto que lo que dice el cerebro o de cabeza.
Sí, nosotros también hablamos de la certeza cuando hablamos del corazón.
Yeah, we are talking about the same thing. We always say that the heart, what the heart says is more important.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Wow. D. Augustine and Santos, my shaman friends in Cusco.
Mi amigo de shaman en Cusco, mm-hmm. Augustine.
Their tribe, Quechua, I think it's
Quechua.
Quechua.
Quechos.
Quechua.
Sí.
Hid Quechos? From the Spanish in the 1530s.
Ellos estaban escondidos de españoles.
And they didn't come out until 1947.
1947. No, y así que no vinieron afuera hasta 1947.
Over 400 years later.
Más que 400 años.
With the result
y
that
con
their
ese,
traditions are all intact. I mean, their culture is intact.
Y atacaron la cultura de ellos también.
Somos del mismo grupo.
We are from the same group.
Oh, interesting. Uh-huh. Okay, all right.
Sí, Agustín es, de hecho, Agustín Paujar. Yo soy Nicolás Paujar.
Ah, Agustín, your friend Agustín is Agustín Paujar.
If oh, I am the same family.
Same family. Oh, my gosh.
Hey, well, to say so.
So we're the same. You're the, wow, what a...
But D. Augustine doesn't speak Spanish, only
no.
Quechua.
No, soy el primero en hablar español. Soy el primero en saber
leer. I am the first person to speak Spanish, and I'm the first one who started writing Spanish also.
Soy el primero que emigró en 1992 hacia la ciudad de Cusco.
1992. I became de Cusco.
De la comunidad hacia Cusco.
Ah, I came to Cusco from that community. I came down to Cusco in 1992.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Was that the first time you'd seen Western
Entonces,
civilization?
Entonces, eso fue la primera vez que viste la civilización.
Fue la primera vez que vi la escritura y quise aprender a escribir.
Sí, that was the first time where I saw the writings and everything new.
Was it,
writings.
Was it, what did you... What did you think of automobiles? Were they monsters
como,
on wheels?
Sí, como, ¿qué pensaste cuando viste este, los carros, coches y automóviles?
Magia.
That's magic.
Magic. Yes. How about telephones?
¿Y teléfonos?
Todavía no estaban. Habían unos teléfonos.
Ah, the, because, you know, there was phone was still like this big
yeah,
at
yeah.
that time.
Yeah, wow, mm-hmm. amazing, amazing. Sí. Are there people in your community who still keep to themselves, never go,
never
go to Cusco or anything?
Bueno, todavía hay gente
todavía
que
hay.
Todavía no,
todavía
no
hay.
Quiere venir
really?
A Cusco.
Sí, todavía
no.
Hay.
Se quedan allá.
Wow.
Sí.
Todavía.
Wow. Yeah, there are some.
Wow.
¿Cuántas personas hay?
Aproximadamente 4,000.
¿4,000?
Ajá.
Ahí arriba en la comunidad.
Sí.
In the community, there are still about 4,000 people living there, even now.
Really?
Yeah.
Son cinco comunidades.
There are 5 communities.
Hatunquero.
Hatunquero.
Kiko.
Kiko.
Hapu.
Hapu.
Ero Totorane. Y Marcachea.
Okay.
I see.
There are 5 communities like that. So... Entonces ellos hablan
sí,
los
quechua,
idiomas
quechua.
Quechua.
Mm-hmm.
Y entonces comunican.
Mm-hmm.
So they speak only quechos, language quechos, and they communicate with each other in quechos, so they don't speak Spanish.
I hope you don't mind me asking you this
bueno,
question.
Espero que esté bien si yo te pregunte esto.
But if possible.
Si posible.
Would you allow outside visitors to come in and visit you like us?
Si posible, podrían ustedes dejarnos o permitirnos llegar a esta comunidad?
Sí.
Sí, de
sí.
fuera,
okay.
como
de
nosotros.
Fuera.
Thank you.
Sí, yeah.
Sí. Thank you, gracias.
Sí.
Thank
claro
you.
Que sí.
Pero
es más, quedan invitados para hacia la comunidad.
So you will be invited to be
oh how nice
to be
thank
in
you.
The community
thank you thank you
pero,
solo
pero,
la parte más alta 5,500 metros sobre el nivel del mar
oh that's more than 5,000 kilometers
sobre el nivel del mar
yeah above that the mar the
15,
ocean
15,000 feet above sea level wow that's
no,
high
15,
that's
no,
very high
5,000 kilometers above the yeah
metros sobre el nivel del mar.
Metros.
Uh-huh.
5,000 metros. 5,000 meters above the sea level.
About 10 days ago.
Mm-hmm. Como más o menos diez, hace 10 días.
I went to a place called Amaro Muro.
Yo fui al lugar donde se llama Amaro Muro.
Aramu Muro.
Yes, that's right.
Uh-huh. Puno.
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 Yeah. Puno. Lake Titicaca.
4,800 metros sobre el nivel.
That's 4,800 meters above the ocean.
Yeah, that's almost 15,000 feet.
Yeah.
5,000. Anyway, my group that I went with, nobody was around.
El grupo con quien fue conmigo.
When we walked up to the Stargate there.
Cuando nosotros fuimos al ¿cómo se llama? Gate de, uh-huh. de estrella.
Uh-huh.
We heard all these children and adults singing.
Nosotros oímos los niños cantando.
They were singing to us.
Los niños estaban cantando para nosotros.
We thought that they were in the third dimension.
Pensamos que ellos estaban en la dimensión tercera dimensión.
Cuarta dimensión.
But
sí.
We stayed there for like hour and a half, 2 hours.
Nosotros nos quedamos como cuatro horas.
And we realized that they were
entonces,
in, the, they were in the fifth dimension.
Que ellos estuvieron en quinta dimensión.
Wow.
Yeah, and then we sat down at the Stargate.
Nosotros nos sentamos en Stargate.
Rock cliff.
Mm-hmm. Entonces, ¿cómo se llama? Rock.
Several of us put our hands on either side of this chair in the rock.
Nosotros ponemos las manos a rock.
Uh-huh. And the rock started turning to jelly.
Jelly.
Mm-hmm. Started turning to jelly.
Uh-huh.
Started getting
yes.
like
yeah.
jelly.
Yes.
Eso pasa también. Mm-hmm.
And I got the message that we could go physically into Hollow Earth.
Entonces yo recibí el mensaje que nosotros podríamos entrar al Hollow Earth, eso adentro de
vibration
la,
that everybody on the trip was
la
very high, and
vibración del grupo estuvo muy muy alto.
Mm-hmm. The problem we had the taxi only for a few hours.
Bueno, el problema que tuvimos era que este taxi que mm-hmm. nosotros teníamos era solamente 2 horas.
Mm-hmm.
Entonces,
there was a rainstorm coming.
Y también
estaba empezando a llover.
So we decided to leave, but in May, when I go back,
nosotros decidimos de salir. Entonces, tal vez es posible que nosotros nos vayamos otra vez a ese lugar.
We're going to camp at the Stargate.
Entonces, ese tiempo, en mayo, vamos a hacer un, ¿cómo se llama? Camp.
Mm-hmm. Camping.
Camp.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the people of Hollow Earth of Arthas said
gente,
we wouldn't be going in.
Pues, es perfectamente posible.
That's perfectly possible.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's what we're going to do. Mm-hmm.
Y nosotros vamos a hacerlo.
We have to be prepared for it.
Pero tenemos que estar muy preparados.
Y sí, tengo profesión de guía de turismo.
Oh, entonces. My profession is to be guide of tourist guide.
I see.
Entonces
okay.
Conozco la mayoría de los lugares a donde ir también en Perú.
Yeah, in Peru I take people. Also.
Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay. Are there places like that around Machu Picchu?
¿Hay algún lugar como eso en cerca de Machu Picchu también?
Sí, hay varios lugares.
Yeah, there are several places.
Uno de los lugares que puedes entrar en la quinta dimensión es Templo de la Luna.
Templo de la Luna. Temple of the Moon. Of the moon Temple is where you can go also.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Sí.
Okay, interesting. The problem I have with Machu Picchu is that there's so many people. I went in on the astral plane there 2 weeks ago.
Astral plane?
Mm-hmm. Astral plane, dream state.
Fui, llegué allá en este estado de
astral,
de,
yeah. But there were so many people, it was hard to do physically.
Pero
it's possible, but
hay tanta gente, entonces es tan difícil.
You know? Y sí, se requiere alta concentración.
Mm-hmm. You really need the high concentration.
Yeah, you need the high mm-hmm. concentration. Mm-hmm. It's when we got to Lake Titicaca.
Cuando nosotros llegamos a Lago Titicaca.
Maramuru.
Yeah,
it was starting to get dark.
Empezó a ser oscuro. Mm-hmm.
Nobody was around.
Y nadie estaba allá.
Mm-hmm. And the solitude and serenity helped.
Serenidad mm-hmm. y soledad mm-hmm. nos ayudó. Ayudaron.
And is it easier to go in the when it starts getting dark?
Es más fácil es llegar mm-hmm. es cuando está más oscuro.
Okay.
No necesariamente.
It's not necessarily.
Pero facilita.
They will help you, facilitate
okay.
you.
Okay, mm-hmm. good. All right.
Así que ha sido un placer.
Oh, it's been wonderful being here with you.
Oh, it's been so nice. Mm-hmm. Do you have an email or?
Sí.
Yes, sí.
Tengo una página web.
I have a web page.
Okay.
www.causaypacha.com.
It's in Quechua. www. Dot.
K-A-W-S-A-Y-P-A-C-H-A.com.
.com.
Okay.
We'll write it down.
I'll write it down. Yeah. Yeah, mine's out of this world. So that's my
El mío
website,
es out
of this world.
This world.
Yeah.
Sí.
Tengo tu tarjeta.
Sí, yeah. I have your business
okay,
card.
Good.
So.
Good. Okay. How long are you in the United States?
¿Cuánto tiempo vas a estar
hasta
aquí?
Hasta el 16 de este mes.
Until the 18th of this month.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good. And then you fly back?
Entonces
yes.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, great.
Volver allá.
Was it easy to get a visa to come? Have any problems?
Era fácil de obtener este visa?
Muy fácil.
Very easy.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Sí.
Good.
Sí.
Okay. Sí. Okay, good.
Estados Unidos nunca ha sido difícil para mí.
Oh, siempre. For me, United States has never been really difficult.
Good. I'm glad. I'm glad. Well, you've been blessed by angels.
Sí. Tienes este bendición de ángeles también.
Yo lo
sí.
sé. Gracias.
Such,
I know.
Such an
you.
Honor to talk to you
oh,
today.
Un honor de poder hablar contigo
para mí,
hoy.
Para mí
for me
sido.
Too. Thank
okay,
you.
Good,
sí.
good. Well, we will definitely see you
yeah,
in Cusco.
We will see you.
And
sí, nos veremos en Cusco en mayo.
Claro que sí.
May 20th. Yeah.
Claro que sí.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, Nicholas, thank you so much for coming on my show today. This has been so much fun. And I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for all your wisdom and sharing
muchísimas
it with us today.
Gracias por desde el del fondo de corazón.
Lo mismo. Muchísimas gracias.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Nicholas.
Y gracias por traducirnos.
Oh, gracias.
Sí. Yeah, thank you so much, Nicholas. Sí. Thank you so much.
Muchísimas
thank
gracias.
You're welcome.
Hello, friends. I hope you've enjoyed today's show. Thank you so much for listening and for your support. I hope you all have a beautiful and happy weekend. Thank you so much. Bye-bye, everyone.